Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Normally have CNN and MSNBC on my screen, but this is something I found interesting over the weekend, because it's impossible for the biggest Joe Biden fan, his cheering section, can't even muster a defense of what we've seen play out over our screens. It is such a shame. I don't revel in it. I don't want to spike the football and say, I told you so. This is the United States of America, the home team getting kicked square in the teeth. That's what it is. And nobody should take glee in that. I think it's fair to say this is why we worried about a Biden administration. And I don't know that you could screw this up as bad as they have, even if they were trying. But it's all that's on my mind today. This is called What's on Your Mind, so I want to know what's on your mind as well. Todd Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn is off today. We have Daniel answering the phones. At 800-228-0550, Todd, when CNN and MSNBC are hard on the Biden administration, you know it's really bad. Have you watched any of the those channels at all this weekend?
Oh, no. No.
I mean, what's on the screen right now is almost unbelievable. It says, breaking news, Biden to address nation in coming days.
Days. It'll be over in the coming days.
As Afghanistan falls to Taliban. And what we're seeing on our screens of Afghans clamoring to jetways and planes and storming into the Afghan airport in Kabul is heart-wrenching. A lot of these are 20-somethings. They've grown up with the hope of the United States of America and its presence in Afghanistan stabilizing the Afghan force. We've given them enough firepower to be the fifth or sixth biggest power in the United States of America. And all of that's just theirs now. I think the most stunning thing I've seen in this chaotic end to Afghanistan, completely mismanaged by the Biden administration, is the fact that the Taliban emptied prisons. They emptied prisons, folks. These were the worst of the worst terrorists. And now they're free to do exactly what they were doing before we went in and said, no, you can't plot and plan against the United States of America. Look at these people running underneath our huge transport planes as they taxi. Literally climbing up onto our plane saying, good, take me out of here, get me away. Who remembers Saigon? And helicopters atop the U.S. Embassy in Vietnam with the Vietnamese saying, don't leave us. Well, this is on steroids. The market is now responding favorably to this. I've seen it down as high as 250 today in the Dow, which surprises me. It's not more. It's bounced back to 100 and some right now. S&P and all the key benchmarks are right now down. But in my mind, it could be much worse, because I'll tell you what's down. The credibility of the United States of America. That's what's down. The credibility of the United States of America. China wanted this. China asked the Biden administration for this. China got it. There are vast natural resources in Afghanistan. Gold, copper, ore. One has to ask how China got its way here. These are important questions. Right now, all I can think about is how we stop the bleeding. And the fact that the amateur hour of the Biden administration is as bad as it is right now, literally taking a picture of him alone at Camp David yesterday and compromising intelligence sources on the screen. I mean, a kindergartner could figure out you don't do that. You don't take that picture. Because so many people on CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times and Washington Post are saying, where's Biden? How can he be on vacation now? Where is he? Oh, I'll get a picture out. Well, you might want to blur the Doha station when you got CIA assets and Qatar helping with this on the screen and CIA headquarters. Hello? That's how bad this is. Senator John Hovind's going to join us at the top of the show today to talk about that. Daniel, you let me know when he is ready to go. And we will start our show with a conversation with Senator Hovind today, and then we'll open up phones at the bottom of the hour to find out what's on your mind. Charlie Kirk will join us next hour on the program. He has started a school board watch nationwide. Has a website for it now as well. Very timely. We need to watch school boards very closely. We need to watch administrators in schools very closely. Because if they, like Tony Fauci, believe freedom is expendable, they should be held accountable. Here's my number one rule. Why? Why do you believe a mask mandate fixes anything? What is your research? What is your data? Don't tell me CDC. They've been all over the map. And they give 7 recommendations. Social distancing. They don't say do all 7 of these. They say here's things you can do to stop the spread. Don't stunt the development of a child in the name of something you cannot prove works. We'll talk about that and much more on Afghanistan today. Plus, the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Interior is in North Dakota. The Department of Interior, very important to the state of North Dakota. They own a lot of land, the federal government. And Joe Biden's Secretary of the Interior, very important. I assume he's still in town. It'd be hard to hold an event today when every level of government ought to be concerned with this, although many of them are on vacation, including Jen Psaki. Did you see that yesterday? Some news organization, I even forget who, was it Fox or somebody, just sent a note saying we'd like you or somebody from the press office to come on, and got a bounce back email that said, I'm on vacation. Get back to me next week. You can't make it up, Todd. You cannot make it up.
Even Scott Hennan answers email while he's on vacation, for crying out loud. Or I do. Yeah. Or...
Right. We don't have that luxury, do we, Todd?
The federal government can't be troubled to do that, but you and I do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a problem.
Daniel, if you have Senator Hovind, would you just tell me that? All right. He's calling on the hotline there for you. So keep an eye out for that. Senator Hovind running a little late this morning.
Does he have his out of office on? Or?
I don't know. I know he's got a busy couple of days along with Senator Kramer.
Good enough in the White House. I mean, I guess senators could do that too then, right?
Jack LeBron. I haven't seen who else is there. I don't believe Governor Burgum is. And I don't know about Congressman Armstrong, but I do give Senator Hovind credit for getting the Deputy Interior Secretary here, because this is a Republican member of Congress inviting a top Biden administration official to North Dakota. And again, we have a lot of issues right now. The ban on federal lands for drilling is huge. And we did see with the oil and gas report from Lynn Helms' shop on Friday that oil and gas development is plateaued in North Dakota. Plateaued. At the time, the Biden administration is saying, hey, OPEC, why don't you open the spigot there a little bit? Why don't you compete with us some more? Can't even make that up. You can't even make that up. How stupid that is. What a gut punch that is to domestic energy. What do you think if you're Donald Trump right now? When for 4 years, you fixed a mess. 4 years, you fixed a mess. And brick by brick, it is being torn down recklessly. Former president issued a statement today, said, can anyone even imagine taking out our military before evacuating civilians and others who've been good to our country and should be allowed to seek refuge? In addition, these people left top flight and highly sophisticated equipment. Who can believe such incompetence? Under my administration, all civilians and equipment would have been removed. President Trump yesterday suggested the resignation of Joe Biden as a result of this. All right. Senator Hoeven evidently is trying to call and not getting an answer, Daniel, so we'll double-check the numbers here and see what we've got going here and try and connect with him in a moment. And then your calls, questions and comments, what's on your mind? Sad day.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Best of the best. Isn't it, Todd? Come on.
Like enthusiasm there.
Well, yeah, yes. You're right.
Hey. Any, also, let me tell you some other things. And so,
you got, how many was that? That was
a lot of them, yeah. Euland, Glendon, NP Avenue, 12th Avenue Northwest, Main Avenue, Harwood, Valley City locations for the grab-and-go home cooking today. Any PetroServe USA gets you the fresh baked muffin for 99 cents. The just out of the oven hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies. Yeah, fresh baked cookies in a 20-ounce drink, 4 for $4 at a PetroServe USA near you. Senator John Hoeven is on our newsmaker line. We got our little phone glitches figured out, and he's got a busy morning, so just a couple of minutes to join us here before he welcomes the Deputy Interior Secretary to North Dakota. Senator Hoeven, welcome to the show, and if I could, I want to start with Afghanistan. What do you make of this mess?
Yeah, it's just tragic. It's terrible. The planning, you know, we're going to have to find out what went wrong. They need to get control of the situation. You know, they had briefed us some time ago. This was supposed to be an orderly withdrawal. Clearly, in terms of the not only the intelligence operation, logistics, and then the air power, you know, we're going to find out what in the world happened here. You know, the president needs to come out and explain exactly what they're doing, not only to get control of the situation, but what has happened. And of course, it's heartbreaking, seeing what's happening there. And, you know, so many of our, great soldiers spent, so much time and spilled their blood and so forth. And to see it, see this happen, it's just heartbreaking.
And of course, you're an appropriator. You know how challenging it is to find dollars for what's necessary and what's not waste in this current environment. And look at the equipment we're leaving behind. Look at the time, money, and effort spent in imprisoning Taliban, worst of the worst terrorists. And what's happening? We're letting them loose.
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, it's, you know, once the decision is made to withdraw, and remember, you can make a very good case for just keeping logistics and intelligence operations, some air power, engagement by ground troops or anything like that. But even with the decision to withdraw, we have the ability, more than the ability, to do that in an orderly way. And if the Taliban in any way threatens our withdrawal, to punish them for it and set them back and do it on our terms, not on their terms. And that's what should be happening here.
You know, in a situation like this, which obviously we're all on the same team here, we're rooting for the United States of America. The damage, however, done on the world stage, you've traveled worldwide. You know what it's like to sit across from world leaders. What message is this sending to them right now?
Exactly, Scott. It's as you said, the equipment and those kind of things, that concerns me very much, that now the Taliban will have. But also, as you say now, this is a victory for the Taliban. They'll use it to recruit. They'll use Afghanistan as a base of operations. And so those are the kind of things that we're going to have to go to work on and continue to work on because the war on terror is not over. We've learned a lot in terms of how to prosecute the war on terror. This is not how we do it. And so all these things are concerns, and we're going to have to do a much better job of figuring out how to address them.
What do you make of the fact that in a situation like this, normally the President of the United States would be at the podium in a nanosecond? He wouldn't be on vacation, which the President was planning. I guess they got him to Camp David because they didn't want to look bad, and then they managed to take a picture of him exposing a bunch of intelligence assets on the screen. CNN today is reporting that he'll speak in the coming days. Donald Trump has said he ought to resign. I mean, he's not even speaking. Should he resign? Is he incapable of leading this effort?
He needs to be out there right now talking about exactly what is going to be done to address the situation. And the other thing is, what did these military advisors and military leaders direct him to do? It's one thing to set a certain course of action. But when events on the ground change, then you have to change and adjust. And our military is able to do that. And why hasn't that been done? And, yes, he should be out right now addressing all these things and so that we understand what's being done.
A couple of the quick things I want to ask you in the limited time we have left, because I know you have a VIP guest here joining in a few minutes, the Deputy Interior Secretary. Quickly on the infrastructure package that passed, there has been budget reconciliation sense on the next tranche, the soft infrastructure. obviously there is a lot of consternation. I hear it from North Dakotans every day. Why would John Hope and Kevin Cramer join these Republicans and pass this waste? And they see it as waste. They see it as just more pile on the debt. I don't want to relitigate it because you've been on and talked about that, but what do you say to the reaction? Why is the reaction so forceful against this in your mind?
It's because it's confusing. There are two different things. One's an infrastructure package. It's $550 billion on top of the regular highway bill. That's actually infrastructure. But Democrats are calling this budget bill, this tax spend bill, which is $3.5 trillion, and that number keeps moving around. But they're calling that infrastructure. It's not. It's social spending on a variety of programs. And we're doing everything we can to defeat that. And by doing something on the highway bill, which is being called the infrastructure bill, showing we can work bipartisan, we think that that's going to put more pressure on defeating this $3.5 trillion, better term, budget bill or whatever you want to call it, budget resolution bill, because we have a reasonable infrastructure bill, so we can all unite to say that's hard infrastructure. Now let's defeat this tax and spend bill the Democrats are trying to advance. And all that's getting combined and confused.
All right, couple minutes left here. Let me give you a chance to talk about what you hope to accomplish with the Deputy Interior Secretary. Just the visit is certainly an accomplishment because this is from the Biden administration, and he has quite the schedule here. Tell us what you're hoping to accomplish and what you'd like him to leave here with.
Well, first, obviously, we're going to have an energy roundtable there, and we'd like to end that moratorium on leasing on federal lands. That's a huge priority, and continue to develop energy here at home, rather than get it from OPEC or anywhere else. Then we're going to take him up. We have water projects, both NAWS and NDAWS, that we want to show him, which is about making sure that we have water throughout northwest North Dakota as well as in the eastern part of the state. We'll also get him out and have him talk to our grazing association as well as get him out in the national park where we're working to fix the scenic loop, and we have the funding in place to do that, which is just vital for Medora and for the whole, south unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park.
What are your chances on ending the moratorium on federal land leasing, do you believe?
Well, the court ruled in our favor of ending it, and so now the administration has to comply with that court order, so that's one of the things we'll be talking about today. So I'm hopeful that we'll get it done sooner rather than later.
Senator Hoban, we'll let you go because I know you got to do the official welcome today. Thanks for the time, and we'll continue to stay in touch on the infrastructure package and more going forward. And certainly what we do with this horrific situation in Benghazi. Well, actually, it's not Benghazi, but I'm just thinking of this being his Benghazi and Saigon all rolled in one with Afghanistan. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Scott.
Senator John Hoban to join us today on a couple of newsworthy events. Greg and Bismarck with a comment on Afghanistan. If you know anyone that is a veteran of Afghanistan, I'd love to know what they're thinking today about this. That's the other thing that's in the back of my mind. What's on your mind? Open phone time when we continue after this timeout. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taliban leaders declared Monday the war is over after taking control of Afghanistan. President Biden remained on vacation. Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a statement on Saturday, quote, "The president is to be commended for the clarity of purpose of his statement on Afghanistan and the actions he has taken."
end quote. Looking like the Vietnam withdrawal of 1975, a handful of people have been killed Monday at the airport trying to escape Afghanistan. The Biden administration says the intelligence community is to blame. Democrat representative from California, Jackie Speier, on CNN.
This is a crisis of untold proportions. This is an intelligence failure. We underestimated the Taliban and overestimated the resolve of the Afghan army.
The Taliban captured Bagram Air Base on Sunday and released thousands of prisoners, including many senior al-Qaeda operatives. USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth.
All right. What do we say that's good today? We might have to just shut our mouth the whole show here. Back on What's On Your Mind.
2 hours of dead air is a lot, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, what and wow. I know that there are some Biden fans out there that are just like snarky today, right? This is, you guys are rooting for him to fail. No.
Okay, give me the positive on what's going on right now. Give me the positive, and I'll try to focus on that. But what is the positive?
Well, I think the positive is that many Americans wanted us to end this long war in Afghanistan. And Donald Trump proved that out, right? Donald Trump made that a campaign tenet. And to his credit, he had people around him that said, okay, but we have to do it orderly, and we have to do it under these conditions, okay? And Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday interviewed Mike Pompeo yesterday. Mike Pompeo did a fantastic job of explaining, here were our conditions for withdrawal, okay? Now, there was an agreement for that. And in a sad state of affairs yesterday, Biden officials were on TV saying it was Trump's fault because he negotiated the agreement. Well, you can't say that.
Blame game. How convenient.
Oh, I know. And every politician does it, but, you know, some worse than others. And it was disgusting to do that in the middle of this. Disgusting. But my point in raising this is, yes, there was an agreement, but the agreement had its tenets to say this must happen, this must happen, and this must happen before we do this. Okay? What the Biden administration did is say, well, we got an agreement, we're going to honor it, we're out of here, and you know, never mind all the provisions, we'll just leave. And then gave us heavy talk about how the Afghan army was well-equipped and they were going to be great and everything else, and when it quickly became evident they were not, they just continued to cut and run. So, if you force me to say a positive, I'll say a tenet of the Trump administration is happening here, but because Biden is in charge and the gang of total misfits that he has leading this greatest country on the face of the earth have bungled this worse than Benghazi and Saigon on steroids. So I think the American people were ready for our troops to come home. Now, mind you, we've not had a casualty in a long time. Donald Trump managed to draw down troops in a manner consistent with what the American people wanted. Anyway, you know what's on my mind. I want to know what's on yours. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Texter wants the recap of the events there. I intended to do a little bit of that today because there were a number of things that I took in while I was gone last week that I think did not get anywhere near the attention that they should have. Because Michael Lindell was accosted by some people evidently trying to get him to react, poking what they thought was a gun in his ribs, what they, I guess, wanted him to believe was a gun in his ribs, and do something to defend himself and have it all on video, and he didn't react for them. That became kind of the story. Lost were a lot of what the experts had to say. There were three legislators from North Dakota there. I commend them for being there. Senator Kevin Cramer had staff there. I commend him for having his staff there. There's more to be done on this, and I want to talk with... what I've tried to do through this whole thing is take the subject matter experts and put them on our air and let you decide. If you go to frankspeech.com, search Scott Hennen, you'll find every interview ever done with Michael Lindell in this program, everything he's predicted, everything he said. You can check it with the facts. You can listen to people like General Thomas McInerney, number 4 Air Force General, under George W. Bush, United States Air Force, former Vietnam fighter, and a host of very credible folks, subject matter experts, who joined the White Hat Hackers and a whistleblower last week in Sioux Falls to talk about literally hundreds of examples of how our elections are in shambles. Nobody left there and went, oh, we're fine, there's nothing to see here. It's great. So that's my takeaway. And we'll talk with them much like we have in the past. In the meantime, we'll support Mike Lindell. Attacked for wanting election integrity. Attacked for wanting election integrity. Wrap your mind around that, folks. MyPillow.com, lowest prices ever right now, promo code Scott. Do it to thank him. Do it as an answer to the cancel culture out there. Buy a gift card. Buy an autographed book. His life story will tell you all you need to know about why he's fighting this fight. There's no win in this for Mike Lindell, other than at some point to say, I helped the greatest country on the face of the earth have elections that mean something again. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com. Greg in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Good morning, Greg.
I'm angered at best, and I'm very sad at the same time. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a U.S. Navy Vietnam veteran who served on Operation Frequent Wind in 1975 when Saigon fell to the communists. And I just think it's a terrible thing what's going on over there in Afghanistan. I didn't think that history would repeat itself in my generation or my lifetime, but apparently it's happened, and we have to look forward and do things a little different in this country from here on in.
Let's hope so. It should be an easy decision, Greg, and God bless you for your service, but as a veteran, I have to weep for you and all other veterans that have sacrificed. Now, you know, it was a Vietnam vet, right? Look, yeah. Our leaders will fail us. You bake that into the cake when you say, I'll serve, I'll bleed for this country, I'll die for this country. You know that leaders are going to make poor decisions, and they often do. You saw it during the Vietnam era. And we can expect the same from other world leaders. They're human beings. They fail. But to have such a bad read on intelligence, such a false sense of security about where the Afghan army was at, and then to just literally go on vacation while this crumbles in front of us, just makes me weep for every veteran, anybody who died, anybody who was injured in this effort. 100,000 is the last number I heard of injuries among our forces in Afghanistan. Thousands of deaths, and for what?
And you know, the deal is, we're going to have to be taking care of these veterans that came back from these wars till the day they die. It's just wasted money all the way around. And I'm tired of these people coming across here asking me for my money when they can't run things right. It's just not right. And it's time we have something to say about that.
Something to say, something to do. I hope this awakens people who take this country and our freedom for granted. I really do. Greg and Bismarck's already done that in his service to this country. Folks like me that have not had that opportunity to serve this country in that way, I have a microphone. I have a passion to change things, to do things, and I hope I can motivate others to do the same, because if we don't, we're not going to recognize this country, and it's happening very, very fast. Greg, thanks for the call. Chad in Fargo, let's get your take. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. You do a heck of a job, and that is your service to us. But, you know, did you see that China went and took the Olympic gold medal counts from the other countries, Hong Kong, and I think it was Taiwan and all that, and put it part of their medal counts?
I did not. I checked out on the Olympics. But nothing was. Did you know that, Todd? I didn't heard that, but
no,
it doesn't surprise me.
No, I did not, but somehow not surprising, but at the same time, it's like, oh, my God.
But it's alarming that they're taking country, they're taking these areas, that they're actually throwing them towards their medal count to show that, but does that kind of show that maybe they might be looking at attacking Taiwan and that?
Oh, I think this is their guarantee. You, they are right now doing that in ways never before imagined, preparing for the crushing of Taiwan and freedom. Don't forget, China wanted this. China lobbied the Biden administration for exactly what's happening in Afghanistan right now, because they want to rape and pillage every natural resource there. And old Joe went along, and all of his advisors went along, and nobody could stand up and say, whoa, wait a minute, because the military's all woke. They've gone all woke. You got the Secretary of Defense and their generals talking about climate action is their big issue. You know, you can't make this up. You can't fake this kind of stupid. But I guarantee you, China is absolutely relishing in this right now. They are loving it. And China Joe is the reason, you know, it's happening. It's just disgusting to me. It absolutely is. Anything else you want to say, Chad?
No, I think you do a heck of a job. You know, you say that you didn't serve, but you are serving us right now with basically keep us informed of everything. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Jim in Piedmont, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I have a couple things I'd like to say. First of all, I don't know if you heard General Kellogg, former. He was the NSA advisor to Mike Pence yesterday. He said he was in the room when Trump was the president, and he called that guy in the Taliban. I can't remember his name. And he says, if you guys so much as take a shot at one of our troops when we're withdrawing and all that, he says, we know where you live. Trump was strong. He had them guys scared. The last 11 months, we did not lose one serviceman over there. So Trump's withdrawal was more orderly, and if they would have started this stuff, Trump would have put bombs in there, run planes in there. We had planes over there. We were holding the country with 2,500 men. Now we're putting in 5,000 men just to withdraw. No, we should have put a little more in there and cleared them out. This is unreal. I can't believe it. And the other thing I want to say about Hovind and Cramer is that you just had John Hovind on, and he said $500 billion worth of infrastructure. A lot of people doubt that. But even if it was $500 billion, what was the other $700 billion we gave away? We didn't get anything for it. We didn't tell them to stop shipping COVID into the border. Our southern border is a national security threat now. We didn't even bargain for anything. And we got less than half. Some people said that infrastructure.
Jim, we're going to have to leave it there. We're up against the break here. Hang on a second. You want to finish after this on What's on Your Mind?
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion.
That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30, I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday, we're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities?
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call, or if you prefer, text.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
What's on your mind? Jim in Piedmont, South Dakota, was talking about his concerns over the infrastructure bill, specifically reference conversation we had with Senator John Hoeven earlier. And I think where the numbers are getting a little bit confusing here, I'll just tell you what I know about the infrastructure bill. There's a highway trust fund, which we spend fairly regularly. It is populated with the gas tax. So when you drive, you pay a tax, and that goes into this highway trust fund. So that's half of the $1 trillion. The other half is dollars repurposed from COVID. So it's not new money. It's still printed money. I wrote a column about this weekend. I think a lot of the media coverage on this, like many things, has been very, very confusing. And I do believe that if you look at the vast majority of that $1 trillion,
you're not going to notice a huge difference from what we've always called infrastructure. And if you remember, the Trump administration tried to pass this first, his first order of business, because it would have been bipartisan like it is this time. And you would have had Democrats joining Republicans in voting for it. Paul Ryan talked President Trump out of it and said, if you want the money for it, to pay for it, let's take it out of Obamacare, because that was pre-COVID. But we got to kill Obamacare first. And John McCain, of course, took the opportunity to kick President Trump in the teeth. So it didn't happen. So that's how they're able to say it's paid for. Now, many people say, well, the CBO said it wasn't paid for, Congressional Budget Office. No, what the CBO said is, we can't give you credit for what hasn't been spent, but is already committed by the United States government over on that side of the ledger on COVID. That's all they said. They're not equipped to do it, so that got twisted as well. I still believe the $1 trillion is actual infrastructure, and in a political environment when you don't control the executive branch and you don't control the legislative branch, and I dare to say we don't even really control the judiciary, the Supreme Court lately. Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts is the reason we still have Obamacare. I mean, that's not a conservative judiciary. You're not going to get things like, sorry, we're not giving you any money until you fix the wall, because they're just going to go screw you, as they're already trying to do on the $3.5 trillion. So your only hope at this point is that the Democrats that voted for the first one recognize the political peril of a ram-through of $3.5 trillion in soft infrastructure and don't do it. But we really can't judge this until we find out if they kill the $3.5 trillion. Does that make any sense, Jim?
No. I tell you what makes sense is that no one has read the 2,700 pages. And if you trust the Democrats at all, this is not the Democratic Party of 2 years ago even. There is stuff in that bill that is terrible. And we should have said no and started over and not even...
What is your worst example? Sorry to interrupt, Jim, but we're running short on time in this segment. What's your worst example when you say 2,700 pages, which I would argue Senator Cramer has read and helped craft, but I know people like to say nobody's read it. I don't know who you're basing that on, but just tell me what you think is the worst in those 2,700 pages that worries you most.
I can't remember, but I've heard a lot of things about it.
Well, I've heard a lot of things about it, too, and a lot of them aren't true when I dig into them. So I would just encourage you, whatever it is, call me back with it. Call me back with it, okay? Chris, super producer, I got to go to the next call. So give me my mouse back. Thank you very much. You ever try to compete with somebody for a mouse? Woo! All right, Archie in Streeter. Go ahead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Are you in Reeder or Streeter?
Reeder.
Reeder. Okay, Archie. Go ahead.
Archie.
Hey, Archie.
An article here off the internet entitled India's Ivermectin Blackout. And I've got a few points I'd like to make. I'd just read a couple of sentences here. There is a blackout on any conversation about how ivermectin beat COVID-19 in India. When I discussed the dire straits that India found itself in earlier this year with 414,000 cases per day and over 4,000 deaths per day, and how that evaporated within 5 weeks of the addition of ivermectin, I am often asked, but why is there no mention of that in our USA News? And he goes on to discuss these different states of India where they had just a phenomenal kill ratio, if you will, on the COVID. And some states that did not use ivermectin had a incident and death ratio very similar to the United States. And so the big question comes up, why isn't ivermectin available to us to use? And I think the answer is because Big Pharma wouldn't make as much money off of it.
That's a good question. Archie, it's a very good question. And again, we have asked similar questions when we've heard local doctors and local health systems telling patients that poppycock, that doesn't, we say, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Then we go to the leadership, they say, no, it's up to the doctor. It's up to the individual doctor. So well, I would say if your doctor says no.
Everybody is being ruled by the federal government in Washington, D.C. If the Food and Drug Administration doesn't approve something, the doctors can't go against what's not approved. Because they're probably liable to lose their license. I mean, it's
yeah, no, I don't get that impression from any of the leadership of healthcare in North Dakota. I believe there's some doctors that are just, you know, adamant against some of these therapies for whatever reason. I think this is a patient-doctor deal. And if you believe this will help you and your doctor won't give it to you, then you got to get a second opinion. Because you're right, it works. More after this.
Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, backers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary, part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.